Bloomberg News, Import More Migrants Because Americans Can't Get It Done. By Neil Munro on May 4, 2020. The United States will need even more immigrants once the economy has recovered from the coronavirus crash, according to the editorial board of Mike Bloomberg's news site. The U.S. will need to bring in more foreign talent, not less, to fill labor shortages in critical fields, notably healthcare, and to promote innovation, the editorial board of Bloomberg.com claimed. The post-crash goals should be to increase immigrant admissions overall, while prioritizing skills over family ties, strengthening border security, and providing a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants already in the country, said the board. The board strongly supports the federal policy of subsidizing investors and companies with an annual inflow of 1 million legal immigrant consumers, renters, and workers. The annual inflow of 1 million legal immigrants is boosted by the resident army of roughly 2 million imported contract workers, including H-1B and H-2B workers, plus at least 1 million temporary workers, plus at least 8 million illegal migrants. Every year, this imported population of roughly 45 million people helps investors by cutting wages and raising rents for the 4 million young Americans who enter the labor force. Bloomberg's media company uses the H-1B program to import many immigrant software experts and journalists. This inflow helps Bloomberg to minimize the payroll he offers to American graduates and journalists. The Bloomberg board also linked their editorial to a pro-migration study by Bloomberg's advocacy group, dubbed New American Economy. But political pressure from native-born Americans and from many legal immigrants is pushing President Donald Trump to gradually reduce the inflow of legal immigrants, even after he has successfully blocked large-scale illegal migration from Mexico. On April 22, Trump announced curbs on legal immigration and directed his agency chiefs to draw up plans for cutbacks to the visa worker programs by late May. Many Fortune 500 companies and many billionaire investors strongly backed the federal government's policy of inflating the labor supply with migrants and visa workers. To block Trump, they have now launched a hard-nosed lobbying campaign and a soft-focused PR campaign in cooperation with various allies, including left-wing groups and former President George W. Bush. The campaign is also supported by Bloomberg and by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. The board's editorial did make one minor concession to public opinion, saying, with unemployment soaring, some tailored, temporary restrictions on immigration can be justified. In his brief $1 billion campaign for the 2020 Democratic nomination, Mike Bloomberg repeatedly insisted that the United States needs to import more immigrants for employers. In January, Breitbart News reported, "This country needs more immigrants and we should be out looking for immigrants," Bloomberg told the San Diego Union-Tribune on January 5. "For those who need an oboe player for a symphony, we wanted the best one. We need a striker for a soccer team, we want to get the best one. We want a farm worker, we want to get the best one. A computer programmer, we want to get the best one. So we should be out looking for more immigrants. If business were able to hire without restrictions from anywhere in the world, pretty much every American's occupation would be foreignized," said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He continued, "Americans would have to accept dramatically lower earnings, whether they object or not. Not just landscapers and tomato pickers, because Indians and Chinese by the millions can do nursing and accounting. There would not be any job that would not see its earnings fall to the global average." Bloomberg's board acknowledged that the public opposes their demand for yet more wage-cutting, rent-raising migrants. Sensible reform this side of November's election already looked unlikely. The pandemic has made it all but unthinkable, the board said. That view is shared by one of Bloomberg op-ed columnists, Noah Smith. He wrote April 27 that we pro-immigration people have lost, thanks to external events, the rabid insane commitment of the anti-immigration forces, and the natural ending of the immigration wave. Follow Neil Munro on Twitter at Neil Munro or email the author at munro@breitbart.com.